Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in studio. Stacey Horning is with us this morning. She is the principal at Washington Elementary School here in Atlanta. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks for coming in. How's the school year going so far?
Oh my gosh, it's going so fast. Friday is the end of our quarter. We have parent-teacher conferences next week. I looked at the calendar the other day and I said to my husband, I was like, how is it the middle of October already? It's amazing how fast it's gone. And we got our new parking lot this year and our new drop-off procedures, and it's all been really, really a great improvement for our building.
So, a lot of changes.
Yeah.
I'm sure the kids would disagree with how fast the school year is moving. We always judge it by that little red second hand and how fast that was moving. So your perspective is everything.
Yes.
Well, that's not what we want to talk about necessarily. We wanted to have Stacey in this morning talk a little bit about a program that has garnered some attention for the Washington Elementary School here in Atlantic. You identified a problem or an issue that you wanted to work on with regard to reading programs, and you've worked to make some advancements. Can you talk a little bit about that with folks?
Sure. So we were part of a pilot program through the State Department of Education 4 or 5 years ago when Dr. Amstein was still here. He got us started in it. It's called C4K, Collaborating for Kids. And the main focus was improving literacy instruction for students so that all of our kids could become better readers and writers. So we dug into the work about 5 years ago when they rolled out a new assessment system. And we've worked hard on making sure that our universal instruction, which is the instruction that all kids get, are very same, no matter if you have Mrs. Garrett in second grade or Mr. Newberg in second grade, you're going to get the same thing. So that was a really important part of it too. And then we also worked on making sure we had the same materials in every classroom, and then started really digging into what good instruction looks like for all kids. So that was kind of the basis of it.
Sure. How do you identify these types of issues? Is it just simply based on test results, or do you use some more comprehensive kind of observations to see where they are?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
So the state pretty much just looks at test scores.
Sure.
And our Iowa assessment scores always looked really good, but when they rolled out this new assessment system and looked at different pieces of that reading puzzle, there were some spots where we were like, we could do better. So, and then when we look at our own data in Washington, that's when you can really look at it and be like, oh, okay, Roth Denbestie, he still really needs a lot more fluency work, whereas Tate Denbestie needs some comprehension work. So you kind of dig in and get to know the kids a little bit better so that we can make sure that we're getting the right pieces to the right kids.
And by the way, those are just examples.
Those are
right?
Just my kids,
yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I can say their names.
Don't want to throw anybody under the bus this morning.
No, just my own voice.
Well, you know, teachers teach and they work off curriculum and those types of things, mm-hmm. but they're not robots. I mean, their job is to help these children move forward, and they see things.
Yes. It's like that whole art and science of teaching. We worked really hard on the science piece and giving them those tools that are what they need to make sure that we're getting kids in the right spot. But then there's also that art piece where you're making connections with kids and you're finding the right books for the right kids, and you're pairing them up with people that you know are going to be a good match to get them to that end spot that we need them
at. Well, talk about the process a little bit then. What have you done to create these results?
Okay, so in the beginning, like I said, it was a lot about making sure that we got the right materials in the right places, and we really systemized or made it more systematic for everybody. And then in the last couple of years, we've taken the next step where we created what we call an intervention block. We call it TNT, which is Trojan Need Time. And every morning for the first 25 minutes, we have kids go all over the building. Every single teacher in my building, Mr. Pelzer, who teaches PE, Ms. McCunn, who teaches art, everybody that teaches is teaching reading during that time. And we test the kids and we place them based on their decoding, which is like phonics, phonemic awareness, which is like the knowledge of sounds, and fluency, which is how fast they can read. So then we bundle them all up and sprinkle them all over the building and really focus in on those three areas of need. Now, we have a lot of kids that don't need those three things because they're like ready to go to the next level. So then we also have classrooms where we call it extension. So they're getting to dig into books that they really enjoy and practicing some of those comprehension things like that to keep them going too.
Is that a big part of it, is getting them in, get involved in things that they're interested in? I mean, if you just give them an assignment, some of that stuff could be kind of dry, you know?
Yeah.
And it turns some people away from being a lifetime reader.
Right.
So you're trying to foster not just the educational component, but also the love of...
of reading.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's one of my big things, is like, I personally love to read. I'm the only person in my house, which really depresses me, that does like to read. So I want to build that love of reading in kids. And so it's connecting them with the right text makes a huge difference. And we're lucky, we have Janice Dickerson as our librarian at Washington and Schuller. And she's got a great collection in our building that and can help kids make connections with text. And my teachers spend a lot of time teaching kids how to connect with text so that they can find those books that they really love and can connect with. And then especially like if you can get them into a series, mm-hmm. they'll just keep reading and reading and reading until they finish that series. And then you can hook them to the next series, which is only going to help them in the long run.
Oh, sure. Sure. It's got to propagate itself, too.
Yeah.
We also wanted to talk a little bit about some of the people involved, too, because it sounds like it's a staff effort. Everybody's
Absolutely.
Kind of on board, but there had to be some folks who kind of took the lead.
Yes. So I have an amazing staff at Washington. We've got kind of a good collection of people that have been around a long time and people that are just kind of getting started in their careers. And even some of the people that have just recently retired were really instrumental into getting us where we are now. But Missy Gergen is our instructional coach for TLC, and she's been a really big part to help push out TNT. She helps with testing and making sure that we got kids grouped correctly. Jordan Newberg and Faye Dreyer are part of our building leadership team. And so those two help do a lot of the testing and group work and digging into that data. Tina Whalert and Lynn Hockenberry from the Department of Ed and the AEA, they work collaboratively with both of those people. And they've helped us a ton with all of our work. Our special ed teachers, they've been part of another pilot for specially designed instruction and special education. And they've worked super hard too to try and close that gap between kids that have learning disabilities with the general kids that don't. And so it's just been a huge effort from the whole building. Like I said earlier, like my PE teachers, my music teachers, they teach reading too. So it is everybody working super hard, doing all they can to help everybody.
Sure, sure. Now, even though this program is something that a lot of schools can get involved in, you guys mm-hmm. were kind of a trailblazer on this.
Yeah, we were kind of one of the guinea pigs, which is great and also terrible. Because then the State Department, as they're pushing all this stuff out, they're practicing it on us. And so they made it better for the people behind us, so like they could learn from us and be like, oh, okay, that didn't work, but this worked great. So we kind of helped each other that way.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll get a lot of questions from other school districts and instructors over time now, too, as they try to pick your brain a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of picked up here in the last few years. We've had districts that have come and visited us and kind of want to emulate what it is that we've done to help our kids be successful. So that's exciting, too.
Well, ultimately, the goal is to produce great youngsters who
Absolutely.
Can function in society, can function later in school, who have the skills and the willingness to be able to improve as time moves forward. But it's also nice to get recognized.
Well, that I've never even been to a national conference. So when I found out I was going to have to speak at one, it's a little like, it's just crazy to think that somebody wants to hear what we think in Atlantic.
Yeah.
And it might make a difference somewhere else, which is really awesome.
Yeah, getting an opportunity to address a larger body. Well, you probably learn a little bit as much as they'll learn from you, too.
Yeah, we'll get to go see other sessions, which is exciting, too, because I can't wait to see what other people are doing out there, too.
When's that coming up?
It is the last week of October. It's October 29th and 30th. And
coming up real fast.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
Very good. It's hard to kind of boil all that down into a short speech. So they gave you what, like an hour and a half to talk?
I wish. Well, actually, I think it's 90 minutes.
Oh, it is?
So yeah, it really is. Yeah. So we've been working on putting together exactly what it is that we want to say and how we want to say it. So
Yeah. It's fun when you see the results like that, but you know, test scores and all that stuff is one thing. But when you can look into a child's face, you can look into their eyes and realize that it's lighting up right now, and what we had intended to happen is starting to happen. As an educator, that's got to be a great feeling.
It's amazing. I had a meeting actually just about an hour ago and let a mom know that her son is doing such a great job that he doesn't need all these extra supports that we'd put in place. Those are the absolute best meetings that I have all year is when we get to tell parents that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's awesome. I love seeing their faces and just watching them grow. I do a lot of the testing myself. And so that's super fun too, because then I can see what they were like at the beginning of the year versus at the end of the year. And it's always amazing. My staff is really top notch.
Yeah, I don't want to tell too many stories out of school here, literally, but when my folks used to hear from the principal, it usually wasn't for a good purpose. It was usually trying to get him back on track again. So it's kind of nice to, you know, that's part of the role of being a principal. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's discipline and direction and all those kinds of things. But when you get to share good news like that and show them the results of what you've tried to implement, you know, parents get on the board. They get on board right away.
Yeah, that's the best. I also make those phone calls. And it's always like, this is Stacey Horning. And they're like, oh. So I really much prefer those other ones.
Yeah, awesome. Well, maybe some more good news with the teacher conferences coming up
pretty soon, too. Right.
They get to share some more good news.
Yes.
Well, very good. Well, continued success. And we hope that program continues to spread throughout other schools around the area so that everybody can benefit through these types of programs. There's been a lot more outreach here in the last several years with the area education agencies, with the State Department of Education, and nationally as well. It's not just about, as I said earlier, the test scores. Mm-hmm. It's about showing progress and showing that kids have an opportunity. Not every kid can score tops on a test, but they can all make enough progress in different ways that they can continue to succeed down the line. And everybody needs that chance.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Stacey, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Continued
thanks
success.
Thanks for asking me. I appreciate it.